Are we good?
Good morning, everybody.
Ms. Justice, can you hand me that sign in?
I'd like to welcome everybody to our regular business meeting. Today is March 25th. It is approximately 12 o'clock.
March 20th, maybe?
Excuse me, March 20th, thank you, at 12 o'clock. Would you open this in prayer?
Let's ask Mr. Snodgrass.
Oh, yes, he's here, yes. Sir, would you?
I would rather have Mr. Snodgrass do it. Would you open this in prayer?
No, just give it a little bit and then we'll close it. Go ahead, sir.
Father God, we thank you for the opportunity as citizens to be able to come together in the community. Lord, we ask you to bless this trustees meeting, bless this board of trustees, that the decisions they make may be the best decisions for this township. Lord, we thank you, give you praise and glory for all things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if, would you lead us in, Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
Now I move for you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sir, if I can have a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move the agenda up from new business. I'm going to have the Sheriff's Department, if he's ready. Are you ready, sir?
Give me just one second.
Not a problem.
Time's up.
Let's do Patty.
Do you want to do the meeting?
I would move on, but then...
We can move the meeting minutes.
Okay, we'll go under meeting minutes approval, special meeting minutes dated March 12, 2025. Are there any questions in regards to the minutes? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second the minutes.
Hearing the second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. Okay. As soon as I call Pat, is Patty here?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Oh, I'm looking right here. It's been a long 24 hours for me.
It's not really even white. You can wait. Let Patty.
Okay, Patty, go ahead.
Okay. Happy first day of spring, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Although it kind of doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, yesterday would have been spring.
Well, the city is gearing up. So, let me get through this. Under health and safety, the SNAP eligibility requirements have changed and you may qualify for benefits. I have a link to that resource. Central Ohio Area Agency on Aging and Transition to Regional Model in 2026. Yeah. Last week, Mayor Ginther and the Columbus Recreation and Parks Director announced that the Central Ohio Area on Aging will transition from operating within the City of Columbus Department of Recreation and Parks to a standalone Regional Council of Governments by 2026. I'm sure we'll be getting more information on that as it comes out. Under Neighborhood Social Work Resources List, we have the Columbus Public Health has compiled their 2025 Social Work Resources List, and I've got a link for that. Under Housing and Utilities, if anybody is receiving Columbus City Water or Power, you may be eligible for their discount program, and they have boosted the discount rate from 20% to 25%. And raise the income limit to 200% of the federal poverty level. I have a link for that.
What is the poverty level? Do you have a baseline number?
I believe it's 35,000.
Okay.
If I remember reading something.
We have a lot of people that watch us online, and
yeah.
That's the number one question. Well, what's that 200% of what number?
That wasn't listed on my information.
Sure.
That I copied, or I would have.
Okay.
We have started the Columbus Public Health has started their lawnmower exchange. So for the first 120 Columbus or Franklin County residents to register, they are able to exchange a working gas mower for a new battery-powered mower at the cost of only $199 plus tax. And there's a link to that. Board of Revisions, the deadline for your land taxes. I know you may not affect here, but for anybody that might be watching in the city of Columbus, March 31st is the deadline, and on March 22nd you can go to the South High Street Library. On Monday, March 31st, it's the auditorium at 3373 South High Street, which is a city building. I do have a link for that. And I must say, I ended up filing an appeal and back a year ago, January, and it was a relatively easy process. I got my information together, I got it notarized, I mailed it in, I got a phone call from them a couple of weeks later. They scheduled me for to talk with a auditor and a mediator. We had a three-way, and I was able to get my land taxes dropped.
Wow.
So
it does work.
It does work. And I had nothing other than telling them, I haven't done anything to my house in 40 years, so if you want to charge somebody $250,000 to buy my house, they're idiots. It's not worth that. Trust me. That was really my argument. They took it, so I'm not going to argue. Under transportation and hiring, Columbus Parks and Rec is hosting a seasonal hiring fair on Saturday, March 29th from 10 to 1 at Goodale Park. And I've got a little flyer on that. Seniors ride for less. If you're 65 or older and you ride COTA, you can receive a 50% off your COTA fares. Show them a photo ID or apply for a senior ID, and to learn more, I have a link to that. Free notary services. Columbus Metropolitan Library branches are offering free libraries for notaries, and the two closest to this area is the South High Street branch and the Hilltop branch. And if you want to wander into Grove City, Grove City branch. Last thing I have is from the Southwest Area Commission. We are kicking off the Kick Butt Columbus 2025, which is the City of Columbus Keep America Beautiful program. Our first stop for the Southwest Area Commission, it will take place March 22nd, this Saturday, from 10:30 to 12, down by the 71 exit at Frank Road. And all materials will be provided. If you want to sign up for it, I've got the link for it. And one of our area commissioners, Kristen, is the one who spearheads that for us.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Any of the board have any questions?
No, I don't have any.
I'm going to, at this time, open the floor for any questions.
So, Kick Butt Columbus, does that mean that Columbus is going to kick our butt? That's what I'm taking it as.
Keep America Beautiful. Picking up butts on the street. Cigarette
butts. Cigarette butts.
Okay. It's the trash program that they go to different areas and clean up the trash.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll close the floor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I will leave everything here for whoever might want it.
Yeah, he talked to it. I saw that. Chief Smith.
Thanks, sir.
You're going to do comments.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that right after, Chief. I made a mistake. Public comments. I skipped over.
Just to help you.
I appreciate that. I need it today.
We all need it some days, John.
Oh.
I need it with this thing.
So we have a few things, but I would like to start off with a couple of awards. Officer Welch couldn't be here, but we will present it anyway. The first one I would like to present is to Chaplain Stargrass. Chaplain, if you could come up.
Can you do me a favor and bring the podium in a little bit? I've had requests from people that can't see who's standing at the podium, and I'd like for this to make the...
Okay. You think we're good?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. We'd like to present Chaplain Bill Snodgrass with an award of excellence for his dedication and many years of service to the residents and employees of Franklin Township.
Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Chief, thank you.
Would you like to address the audience, sir?
Yeah. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as a chaplain for both the fire department and the police department for this township. I was a chaplain for about 8 years. Great bunch of guys to work with, trustees, firefighters, the chiefs. I'm very undeserving of this award. Very nice looking, and it's going to look good in my office.
Thank you.
Okay.
Last but not least, I know we went through this before, but I'll read it again for the public. On January 25th, Officer Welch was dispatched to 79 Redmond Road to assist the sheriff's office in a life-saving situation. A man had attempted suicide and was found hanging from a tree. Officer Welch climbed a ladder, cut the victim down, he and another deputy, then began life-saving measures. Thanks to his decisive action and quick response, a tragedy was prevented. So, good. I had these in my mailbox, so maybe Steve knows, maybe they came from Robin. Every couple of years, we sign an agreement with the Sheriff's Office for DNA collection. What that means is if you're arrested for a felony, they automatically take your DNA. The Sheriff's Office has the ability to assess that charge to us, and I want to say it's about $55 a person. Okay. We've never been charged. I know they've collected it, but we do have an agreement. The board has to sign. And they're identical. We just have to do two.
Okay. So, under discussion with this, have we never been charged before? Is the same contract that we've had before, or have we not had anyone that we needed to?
We have. We take felonies down there all the time. If they're in the system, they don't redo it. But if they're a new felony, then they do.
So, at this point, we just never have been charged, but the contract states that we would charge them.
They could charge us, yes, to collect their DNA.
Okay.
And they handle the lab fees and everything like that.
We would, if there's a possibility of being charged, we'd need a resolution passed.
We could possibly do it the next meeting.
Maybe take a look at it.
Yeah. That's why I was asking if it was a current contract that we already had in place, then it would be
just one that
both of us
every,
just to sign it.
Can I see that, John?
Yes. Because I didn't want to sign something if it's new and the board hadn't had a chance to review it, see it, discuss it, and then because it comes with an expense,
the possibility of expense.
Right.
I just found it in my mailbox.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
I'm assuming it came in the mail.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is put this for next, Steve, the next meeting so you can review it, and then we'll have a better understanding of what we're committing or what we are committed to.
Right.
Okay. Sir?
Awesome. Next, I have the resignation of Officer Troy Hale. I'll read that for the board. I am writing to formally submit my resignation from my position as police officer with the Franklin Township Police Department, effective March 19th, 2025. After careful consideration I've decided to pursue new opportunities, focus on personal family goals. Serving as a police officer with this department has been an honor. I am grateful for the experiences, training, and support I have received during my time here. I have deep respect for the mission of the Franklin Township Police Department and the community we serve.
Thank you. So we just
motion
to accept the resignation.
I'll second it.
Okay. A roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Is there a number that goes with that in there?
Not on a motion.
None.
And I'll give this to Robin to put in this file. So we have been interviewing two potential new hires, one from Fairfield County, one from Columbus. The one from Columbus is only 22 years old, so he's very fresh, very green. Both of them are currently going through the background process. That should be finished up probably next week. I will bring them both in the next meeting for the board to, you know, talk to, introduce.
Is the one from Columbus currently a Columbus police officer?
No, he is not.
Okay.
However, he left in good standing. Everything is good. I talked to his FDO coordinators, and you know, he had some issues with directions. He can bounce around all over the city. Unfortunately, you know, as it's harder and harder to get people, we have to take second looks at people that maybe we normally wouldn't in the past. But he is a good candidate, and I think he'd be a good hire.
Yeah, so, we would only have one place. You wouldn't be bouncing around.
Right. So with that, like I said, I'll bring them in so the board can meet them next meeting. Assuming they pass through their polygraph and everything.
Okay.
So that will be good. So that'll fill the two open slots that we have. The only other thing I have...
Before we leave new hires, Byron, is there a way we can put some importance on getting some applications? Because it seems like we have none, and we lose an officer or two, and then we must change something to all of a sudden getting applications. Would like to see it to be, if it's at all possible, where we have applications in a drawer. I'm sure you're going to tell me that they're just not there, but we obviously are putting some importance to the mission of getting new people when we don't have people. So could we continue to do that even though we're not in need at that particular moment?
Yes, sir. We're doing that right now. Like I said, one is coming from Fairfield County. There is a second option from Fairfield. We're going to go ahead and review his application because we have the two that may be leaving around August. So that way we can preemptively have somebody in place for when they go.
Where's our part-time status? Are we, you know, refresh me. I know we stopped it. Are we looking at being able?
Yes, sir. The board decided instead of the 6 part-time to use that money for the 13th full-time person.
Okay. Is there any money in your budget that would allow for part-time? Any part-time? Because the program that we had into part-time, a lot of our officers came from part-time into full-time.
It's a really good program. We can possibly look at it next year.
Okay.
With a fresh set of eyes on the numbers, you know.
Sure.
Going into 2026. Definitely, probably not this year because we used that money for number 13.
Gotcha.
And our number today is what? With the two officers, it's no longer here.
11.
Okay.
Next, I have the body camera redaction fee. Resolution. I talked to Lieutenant Ratliff. He said the board discussed this last meeting. Do we need input from me, or is it still an open discussion?
On the body camera, as far as...
Yeah, the House bill that passed allowing us to charge up to $75 an hour with a max of $750 for the redaction service.
Did we ratify that? Did we say...
No, we had to do a resolution because it involved money.
Okay, so do you...
Do you have the resolution to write?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you have resolution number?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Byron.
Okay. So, The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th, 2025, at 2193 Franklin, Columbus, Ohio. The trustees, marked below, made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution as written. Do I need to check one?
I'm sorry?
Check.
Well, I'm just reading it as it's written.
Okay.
It says the following trustee.
Gall.
Okay.
Okay. So
I
here,
can skip over that.
I got you. You can skip over that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas Governor DeWine signed into law House Bill 315 on January 3rd, 2025, authorizing local law enforcement agencies the option to charge fees for the processing and redaction of video footage from body cameras, dashboard cameras, and jail surveillance systems. That's House Bill 315. Whereas said House Bill allows local law enforcement agencies to impose an optional fee of up to $75 per hour for video processing with a maximum total fee of $750 per request. And whereas said House Bill was signed into law in order to offset the extensive costs that police departments must bear in providing public access to video footage from body cameras, dashboard cameras, and jail surveillance systems, and to prevent police departments from having to divert resources for officers on the street by moving them to administrative tasks like lengthy video redaction reviews for which agencies receive no compensation. Be it resolved, effective April 3rd, 2025, and certain provisions effective July 1st, 2025, the Franklin Township Police Department is hereby authorized to enact the provisions as set forth in House Bill 315 and impose an optional fee of up to $75 per hour for video processing and redaction of body cameras, dashboard cameras, and jail surveillance systems. This authorization shall continue and include any modifications or amendments to the terms and provisions of House Bill 315 or its successors. Be it resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing such resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
We have to have discussion.
Yeah, I apologize. I did that.
No, we have a discussion afterwards.
Yeah. Well, we can do it now because this is the way I've normally been doing it. Is there any discussion?
Okay. I thought we did everything right. Jay seconded, and then I did the discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So the discussion would be, you said up to $75, so we need to give you, or we need as a board, with your input, what our fee is going to be, correct?
Correct. I would recommend a standard price plan. I wouldn't probably offset it either or. You could possibly open yourself up to certain litigation.
I would say we leave it at $75, as the House bill says.
I had a conversation with Byron, and I recommended 50, but I'm not gonna quibble about it. It's only because, I'm gonna ask Byron to explain to you. So I asked him who gets them and how often have you done this in the past?
So
for this month or so, whatever it was you were able to look up.
So they come in through Nicole, and then Nicole sends them to myself and Lieutenant Ratliff, who's in charge of the body camera program. So to date this year, we've had 8 videos that we have sent off unredacted, which means to another law enforcement agency or to the prosecutor's office, which we do not charge them for that either. It just gets sent off. Only one video has been redacted and sent off this year.
Almost in 3 months.
Yeah.
So
nothing terrible.
We're talking one that we would be collecting a fee from if you guys want to. So James said 75. I said, if it doesn't really matter, so where do you fall on it? And we can decide.
So with me, the only thing that I look at is I think everybody's following the $75. If we are cheaper, do we now get where people say, well, Franklin Township only charges 50 versus the 75? Should we go with the status quo that is what the standard is set forth, as you read? I'm okay with the 75. I'm open for discussion as we're discussing this. If we wanted to go 50, I don't know if it, I mean, I'm okay with that. If you guys are okay, it's just.
I'm good. If you guys want to do the 75, let's do it.
Okay. So is there any more questions on the matter? Hearing no more discussion, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Chief, I think also, I'll let you continue.
So I have.
Okay, so the sheriff had to leave quite early or urgent. He was on the phone. Did he have any updates or anything for you?
No, he would like to schedule a meeting between himself and the trustees.
Okay. So with that being said, if he would contact
I'll give Steve card.
And then we will be able to do that. So at this time, I would open the floor for any quick questions for the chief. Seeing none, hearing none. Thank you, Chief. The floor is now closed. Now I'm going to go back to, I'm not used to it being in the middle, but I missed it. We will go to the public comments.
First one up would be Brenda Fuller, 3350 Brookside Boulevard. Topic, Township.
And remember, we've got the 3-minute time.
Okay.
We won't interrupt. If there's any discussion, it'll be afterwards.
Okay. So I was going to ask why each of you elected officials felt the need to run for public office. But there is one of you that seems to feel the need to only collect a paycheck and not work for the past 7.5 months. And felt the need to decline to do their job by saying, fuck no, I am not signing shit. And this person felt the need to reach out to me via Facebook Messenger on February 26th, 2025, and this was her message to me. Can't listen to everything Mike and Robin says to you. They have an agenda. That's not about the township. Also, can we receive proof of residency of our fiscal officer? Thank you. That's all I have.
Any discussion?
I know where I live.
I do.
Anyone have discussion? Well, I will say I will say I ran for office because I wanted to make a difference in our township. This is now serving my 12th year, mm-hmm. and being able to see, it's taken me this long to be able to see Westland Mall. It's one of my biggest things I wanted to see, is keep it in the township and also see it tore down. By the help of having an administrator, which we never had in the whole time that when I started, I saw the value in that. So I'm proud to say that something that I've wanted to see and worked on so long will benefit the people of Franklin Township.
I can break mine down real quick, Brenda. I used to sit right where Mary sat, and I came up here one time and I was complaining about something. And basically, I was told by this gentleman right here, if you don't like it, do something about it, and that means run. And so that's what I did, and I'm trying to also make a difference.
As well as me, trying to make a difference in my community and try to better the Franklin Township.
What made you get involved, though? Usually there's a specific instance that...
Just tired of the community being the way it was and leaving it for my grandson.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. Who do we have next on the list?
We have Jan yep. Legg.
Okay. I wore this shirt for a reason today. We're all supposed to be united in the whole United States, and that includes this township right here. So personally, myself, I think it's time to stop the BS, quit fighting against the police department, fire department. Instead, join together and be one and make this township what it's really supposed to be. Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you pass that to our sitting fiscal officer?
Okay.
That is all we have.
Okay. Next, we're going to move back down. Let me just check mark this off. We've done the Welch. We went a little bit out of order.
We're at Bob.
Yeah, you're at
fire department.
He keeps going to sleep on me.
Fire department, Chief Arnold.
The settings to make it.
Thank you.
Mine doesn't.
I just had a couple of levy updates between myself and our fire department union. We've put together three informational meetings about the levy. I just want to invite anybody and everybody. The first one is going to be April 7th at 7 o'clock at night, right down here at Central Baptist. Pastor Romack was nice enough to let us use his space. Basically, we'll use the meeting to show you and tell you how the fire levy is going to affect your taxes, how passing or failing the levy is going to affect your fire and EMS services, and then any other questions and concerns you have. Basically, it'll be like a PowerPoint like it was before, and then question and answer. The three of you, more than welcome to come.
What time, Chief?
Of course, 7 o'clock. And then the second two are both just going to be at the firehouse at 192's up on Sullivan Avenue.
What time? What date?
April 10th and April 28th at 7 p.m. And then this is also the flyer that the union is sending out saying as much. It basically just says exactly, come to these meetings if you have questions. We'll tell you all about the levy.
Yeah.
How we need you. So that's going to come in your mailbox if you voted in the November election. It's just a little 3x5 card. It just says exactly what I just said.
Bob, you know, you and your guys know my heart. I probably won't say I won't be there, but April 7th, my wife's having surgery, so that's going to be played by ear.
Yeah,
but I'll
absolutely.
Be at the other two.
Sounds great. Appreciate any support and all support. Other than that, the only other business I had was we put the Xerox copiers on GovDeals. I believe you put them as a package deal, and we got zero bids. We didn't put anything on there as far as please, like we weren't going to sell them.
Already bid at $1.
Yeah,
we 50 cents.
No reserve, that's what word I was looking for. We put no reserve on there, we got zero bids. So I'm willing to, there's the technology recycling place on Sullivan, just down from 192's. We were going to reach out to them to see if we could take them there versus put them in a dumpster, but
so
I'm happy. I need permission from you guys to
yeah.
do whatever.
Mr. Mazur, there is a statute on removal of township mm-hmm. used equipment. With us taking it to a recycling, we obviously opened it up for bid. We got nothing. We should be well within our grasp of doing that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to make
a motion
that we honor Chief Arnold on disposing of used said equipment at will. If they'll take it, that's great.
Okay.
I will second that motion.
Any questions on it? A roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Leaser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
I got something for Bob.
I got something for Bob, too.
Go ahead. Man.
No, go ahead. No, you,
so,
you spoke first.
So, wanted to have us discuss that we did our video. You
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Bob and I set like we did last year, and we put the video together for the, sorry, for the fire levy, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the hotline.
Oh, yes, so, I did. I wrote that down, too.
You want to take it then?
Yeah, sure. So Mike and I filmed just an informational video about the upcoming levy we have on the ballot in May. We decided what you guys wanted the most was a way to calculate what your taxes will be and the difference from what they are now. So I talked to a representative of the county auditor this morning. They have a levy calculator button on their page. So you put your address in, hit the levy calculator button, and it will do that, but that will not reflect this levy until April 7th. So if you go on now, we'll just show you what you pay in all of your taxes now. And then if you would like us to figure all that out for you, because you're not computer savvy, as most of us are at my age, I just opened up my work cell phone. You could just call 614-214-8442 and leave a message with your name and your address. I will figure out the calculations for you, call you back and let you know, or text you back, or however you want me to get back to you. Or one of my representatives will do so.
We used my property as an example, and we showed it on the video, and I gave the information out.
Sure.
And broke it down, how much it's going up for the year, how much it would multiply out for the month, how much it would multiply out for a day, you know, broke it all down and gave it to them, all the information. And I also put my number on there.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, I think it's been up a day and a half and we've had 75 views, so not too bad.
Is the link shared on Facebook?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
The union will get a hold of that video and put it on our page.
And then lastly, Scooter came at the last meeting and stood before us and said about mailing and things like that.
Yeah,
you gentlemen remember that and everything.
Yes.
Well, there was a cost involved, and so he didn't want to wait and ask the lawyers and get all that involved. And so there were people that said they would happily donate. So I just wanted to let it be known. I went there yesterday and gave my donation. Anybody who wants to donate to them, I would recommend you reach out to Scooter, because
okay.
they're covering the expense of the mailing and the printing of that information, and any help would be greatly appreciated if you so desire.
And if you could see me at the end of the meeting.
Yes, again, that number, Chan, 614-214-8442.
Mr. Arnold, are you going to do a door launch?
I do not know. I believe the union is putting something together.
Can you please have them reach out, because I got a lot of young people that will be more than happy, the last time.
Yes.
I just need to know the date and the time.
Yep.
More than 2 days ahead.
For sure. That's it. Any other questions?
I'm now going to open the floor for any questions.
I watched the video. Cindy sent it to me, or we watched it. You can barely hear, even when you turn your phone up as high as it'll go. You can barely hear what you guys are saying.
I don't have any trouble.
I didn't have.
It's playing very, very low, even regular township meetings.
Yeah.
The volume's very low.
Well, yeah. Part of the problem we have in the township meetings is the
exactly.
It's right there, and we have people that talk, and we have people that eat and shuffle bags and all of that stuff and everything, and so it picks up everything.
Yeah.
Well, 100% is in there in the videos. I guarantee you, I can point it out to you. I'm not saying that particular video, but I'm telling you, part of the problem of not being able to hear is the talking and the back and forth and things like that. I've listened to them to try to figure it out. So,
Mike, I had no problems with either of them. But.
I just wonder if there isn't a means, if, you know, I could investigate a means to put some sort of a speaker or, you know, microphones up here for you guys so that it's easier to hear, that it would pick up.
We do have a current resolution that has been dormant that we passed for some type of sound system many years ago, and
oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened.
Well, there's also audio being posted too, so.
Yeah. So they make it where you could have a speaker under the table and it just amplifies a little bit, or the Bluetooth speakers that would be on the wall there and make it easier for you guys to pick up sound. Because if we put the speaker underneath here, the people in the front row would.
Yeah.
Like, but if we just put a Bluetooth speaker there and there, we could do a whole system under $200.
But like I said, we do post the audio, so.
We've talked about it before, so if you want to man that,
get on that. Yeah, I would like to, Mr. Mazur, in our budget and et cetera, I know Mr. Stevens worked on this before. But they make a system where you just have the three microphones or four, however many you need here, and then you just have a system, a little box that sits underneath here, and then you put a speaker there and there, just a little speaker, and it would just add a little bit of sound back there. Well, if you have a little bit of sound there and a little bit of sound there, obviously the phone is going to pick up the sound a little bit more. It makes it easier for the people in the back row to hear a little more crisp. I'm not opposed to that, based under our old resolution, or we could come back with some type, if you could put something together and come back with a simple system and give us a cost, and we could do that at the next meeting.
Okay.
So, does that work for you guys?
Definitely.
Okay, I think it's kind of time. I've heard this for a long time, and I can't disagree. We had one trustee back when said, well, I've got an old karaoke system I never, ever used, and they were going to bring it in. It just never happened. But I think it's time with technology that we have, it'd be very easy to have a little bit of sound. So,
and with the microphones, you probably only need one in the middle.
Yeah, one in the middle would probably pick up, amplify, yeah. But sometimes they come as a kit, like three for $200, you get three microphones. The receiver plugs in either over on the corner. It probably would just sit right there, and then it just Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and then we would be able to amplify that. So with that being said, we will move on to the road department. Mr. Stevens.
Hello, everybody. All right. I got some stats for you. The guys have put together. Ryan read them. Ryan didn't read them last meeting, did he?
He did not.
Don't have the exact dates on it, but 10 loads of brush. Ray Avenue, we had some issues with the ditches starting to fill back in. We went back down there and we dipped the ditches out. Monthly sign inspection, sign repair throughout the entire township. Had a major problem with our 750 dump truck. I had to go in and completely rewire some batteries because of corrosion. Salt kind of has a tendency to do that pretty bad. Mm-hmm. We're starting our preventive maintenance program on our catch basins. We started to run around inspecting all of our tops of our catch basins and making sure that they're cleared, because we'll start running the cameras through those just looking for, compared to what we did last year, where we may have documented some issues within our storm, just see where we're at with that. Actually, snow removal, is out plowing snow. Had to replace a tire and a rim on the backhoe. Couldn't get one to seal. Come to find out, it was just within the rim. Had an issue with the trailer tire. Five truckloads of grinding we put out into the alleys, and then we've already, I think Hunter just got done, him and Joey just got done doing, I think, six more loads in the alleys. We're doing a lot of work in our alleys. On one of the 550 dump trucks, I had to completely rewire all the flashers and everything on the back. We had an issue there. I had to get that taken care of. We put out 8 tons of blacktop for pothole repairs. Picked up 6 bags of illegally dumped trash and sent out letters along Brookside to residents for tracking mud onto the roadway. So we're kind of monitoring that right now. And see
with the new house that's being built, did you find that there was
there? It looked like they had a broom on the front of a skid steer. It looks like they did that prior to the rain. It didn't really look all that bad when I got down there the other day. Yeah. Unfortunately, when we did stop by, the gentleman that ended up talking to spoke absolutely zero English. So pretty much told him, walked him out there and showed him what it is that we needed to have done. Looks like they've done that.
Thank you for looking at that drainage I sent to you.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that one too. Like I was telling you, sir, that you know there's drainage on both sides right now. And we'll just, as long as it doesn't create a problem, if it creates a problem, I'll take it back up and take that out. And
just like I told you, I just wanted you to be aware of it before it became an issue.
Yeah, we got it. A little bit of an update on the building. Glad to say that I now have dates. Mr. Mazur's kind of turned the scheduling over to me for this. We now have dates set with Loandec for demolition. Found out this morning from them that they're planning on possibly being here on April 7th to start demoing the building, and Pickle Lumber is looking at the 1st of May to start building. So now between now and April 7th, we'll work on getting all of our stuff out of the building and get it ready. I have to go out and locate some utilities and see about getting some of the utilities, the gas and the water. We're going to have to ping the lines and figure out exactly where they are so we can figure out how to go about getting them capped off when they get in there and tear the building down. Other than that, that's pretty much all I had for today.
So I have and this is for Chief too. I talked to Lieutenant about this. I did get a call in regards to Finland. The school's back there. When they're emptying their dumpsters, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning again. We have a noise ordinance, is that correct, Chief? Mm-hmm. So can we, how do you want to address this? I don't know which one of you would address this.
You would have to.
Do we send a letter to the, it's local waste. And we've had this issue before, like up in Broadlawn area before, and we had to contact them. And what I would ask is, if as we work on this, night shift, I think it's like 4:30, I can get you the times that a person has collected.
Okay.
With that, every time that they're coming, and then we just put an officer in the area and we charge them for what they're doing. If they're not going to take us serious, because the last thing someone wants to do is hear that boom and the beep 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 at 4 o'clock in the morning. Spring is coming. Some people like to sleep with the windows open, and it sounds like the world come to an end when they set those things down. Kaboom! There's no reason that that they can't do that at a reasonable hour. You know. 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
I thought you and I checked into that a couple of years ago, John, and we got, it's waste management.
Yeah.
I went out and checked the dumpsters where they're at yesterday, and because of school operations, they had to do it within a certain time frame. We can certainly, honestly, I don't know if it qualifies for the noise ordinance because they're kind of like a public utility. We won't be able to get a straight answer on that.
Not like the speedways that we're having issues with before.
Yeah, the prosecutor won't be able to give us an opinion, really, until we go to court.
Okay.
The only thing I would be concerned about would be possibly even litigation from the school system, because what waste management will do is they'll simply not pick up the trash. So I don't know if that's a concern or not. I don't have a problem having the guys on third write the ticket.
Right.
So can we can we just go ahead and let you head this up? One, contact the school. Dr. Wise was the person that was in charge. I think he's no longer there.
Okay.
I would hope that they would see that the campus now in Columbus, with everything that they built, and they built the new school closer to the homes, that they would understand that people live there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we would be able to see what they would say, and if you could report back in a meeting so that the people can understand that. And the second question we have is, now that they have their retention pond, we have a lot of the Canadian geese, and of course the droppings are everywhere, people's driveways, their yards, and et cetera. So they are a protected species. What do we do about that? I've never heard of this being a problem in the township before.
Honestly, I
don't know if there's anything.
I don't think there's anything.
There's nothing. I mean, it's wild. Yeah, it's wildlife.
They bring in. I know they bring in outside
dogs.
Outside companies, pest control to kind of do them. I don't think
legally. I don't think
this is the first time I ever heard. I mean, I can understand the issue. On their cars, on the driveway,
sure.
Their yard, et cetera, et cetera. And before, we've never had that problem in the area because we never had the detention ponds before. But I do know that there are businesses that have them out front for, in case of fire, that's a secondary water source, that they have taken upon themselves to utilize a company that has a dog. They bring them every day. And once the geese understand that, you know, you land here, you're going to get chased, then they find another bottle of water. I'm not asking for that to happen. But in my 12 years, I've never experienced, because we never had a water base area and have the problem. But from what I'm understanding, it's from several people, it's starting to become, what do? I don't have the answer.
Maybe one of these things that falls back on the actual property owner, that they would have to try to maintain that. So the only thing I can think, because I don't think we can actually do that.
I don't know if there's any kind of statues, anything of that nature. I'm sure the school is starting to see, you know, the sidewalks need to be cleaned, probably, if they clean them, unless the rain that we get. I just didn't know if they're aware of that problem as well. And if you could relay that, meaning, because I have no idea how we combat that one. I mean, there's no legislation, there's no laws, it's a protected animal, it's a body of water, it's wildlife, but we are seeing something that is, and I say this too, because there's a lot of places now where the township has been annexed, and we're seeing these apartments go in, and we're going to see more of this type of thing, because they always put the fountains and the ponds out front.
Suppose we can look into it and see what's there.
I'll find a contact for whoever would be in charge of their dumpsters, probably somebody in maintenance of this.
Yeah, it's just that we have a concern about that, because, you know, I mean, I understand they clean their own land, but as goofy as this sounds to a lot of people and people watching, but you can imagine you just wash your car and the next morning you go out and it's like, you can't just use your windshield wipers. You got to actually get your Windex and scraper to clean your windows before you go to work. Yes, it is wildlife, but when you're the person going through it, it's not so amusing.
And then messy.
You're right. So, you know, I didn't have the right answers, and I thought I'd bring it to the meeting today.
You can get a coyote and put it in your yard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Coyote decoy will do it.
The noise thing would be, I live near a railroad track. Train goes down through there, blows their horn.
It's just part
everything.
Of
I just think it's part of where you choose to
build your house.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just part of.
I'm not sure.
A lot of it built up around.
I can tell you though, we have a noise ordinance. We had a very good township resident that lived on Rosemont that complained about a band playing late at night and stuff like that, and we could practically do nothing at all about it with the noise ordinance. And so he solved the problem by moving away.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know how much bite is in that noise ordinance between you and I. So
that's right, they were playing in their garage or something.
100%.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, and when his wife confronted him, she was assaulted.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, you know. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor if there's any questions for our road department. Hearing none, seeing none. Thank you, sir. Floor is now closed.
I wanted to thank you to tell Ryan spotting that stop signs down again.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan told me this morning it's back down, so it lasted a week.
It has to do damage to somebody's car, would think.
That's what Ryan
we got in
my conversation.
We got an idea who got this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, yeah, we do.
Great.
So, yeah, thank I sent that email out to them this morning and said, we'll bear bad news again.
Thank you, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so moving on, we're to the fiscal department.
Mm-hmm. I think Steve has the bills and motions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first one, gentlemen, is a motion to approve payroll reports presented at the March 20th, 25 Board of Trustees meeting. And be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve the employee payroll for the pay period February 23rd, 2025 through March 8th, 2025 in the amount of $177,810.19. A direct deposit on March 14, 2025 with electronic vouchers 0703-2025 through 0763-2025. And the exhibit is attached for your review.
Any questions in regards to said motion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Having the second, I would ask for a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Then the next motion I have is to approve accounts payable, again presented at the March 20th, 2025 Board of Trustees meeting. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from March 1st, 2025 through March 20th, 25 in the amount of $195,579.62. From ACH vouchers 0653-2025 through 0793-2025 and warrants 70736-70752. And again, the exhibits are attached.
Okay. Any discussions on said resolution or motion? Resolution?
Motion.
Motion. Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
And the roll call will be ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleishman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay. That's it for fiscal there, Chairman.
Okay. Oh, wow, we're pretty much getting through this fairly quick compared to the other last meeting. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything for us?
We have administrator still.
Oh, excuse me, administrator.
thank you, sir. The first resolution I have is 2025-041. It's approving obligations authorized by the township administrator. The period is March 5th, 2025 through March 11th, 2025. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting, 12 o'clock, Thursday, March 20th. The Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the administrator to approve obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the ORC. And whereas pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the ORC, the obligations approved by the Township Administrator must subsequently be approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Township Trustees. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the obligations authorized by the Township Administrators presented in Exhibit A, attached, are hereby approved. All formal actions of this board concerning related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any questions in regards to the resolution? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
I have the second. Roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleishman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2025-042. It's a resolution approving the request for reimbursement to Franklin Township for costs associated with uniforms and equipment per the CBA. Again, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting at 12 o'clock on Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves a request for reimbursement of $2,000 for the cost of a ballistic vest and $2,500 for police uniforms originally expended to the township from a recently resigned employee, Frederick West. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees reviewed the collective bargaining agreement with the FOP Capital City Lodge 9, Section 27.11, members leaving within 1 year of appointment. Officer West's hire date was May 4, 2024, and he resigned effective February 28, 2025. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. And be it further resolved that this resolution be declared an emergency and shall be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing resolution, I'd ask if there's any questions in regards to the resolution.
I have a couple questions. These exhibits that have been attached, Exhibit B, looks to be some sort of, I want to say a time card, but there's no time punches on it. It's my understanding that they are under a time clock. Have been for a while.
The designation, if I'm following you right, are you talking where it says copy and it's in the green?
Yes.
Yeah. Officer West was on sick leave for those days.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. It says request. So we will be, we're requesting to be reimbursed. We've recovered.
We have recovered the funds.
We
yes.
have.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Okay. So with questions, any no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
I now have a second. I'd ask for a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Then the next resolution I have is Resolution 2025-045. It's a resolution authorizing payments to vendors via warrant by a temporary deputy fiscal officer. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting at 12 o'clock on Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, on March 6, 2025, the Board approved the appointment of James Stevens to serve as a temporary Franklin Township Deputy Fiscal Officer to fulfill the duties of the fiscal officer in their absence, according to Resolution 2025-038. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees grants the Deputy Fiscal Officer the authority to approve and sign warrants for payments to vendors for services or products rendered to the township. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and in all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption unless otherwise specified.
Hearing resolution as read, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Then the next resolution I have is Resolution 2025-043. It's accepting an engagement letter, number 33, between Jeff Wilczek, CPA, and Franklin Township. And again, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person at a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to accept engagement letter number 33 between Jeff Wilczek, CPA retired, and the Franklin Township Board of Trustees at a cost not to exceed approximately $1,425. That all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Any questions in regards to said resolution?
Yeah.
Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
All set. Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
I'm going to recuse myself.
The next thing I have, and I forward it to you trustees, regarding the road closure concerning Hague Avenue and Trabue, which will be closed for 120 days. Do you happen to have a copy of that, John?
I do not. It's I. I don't, I'm
let
sorry.
Let me grab
Hang
it.
Hang on a second, I might have it right
let
here.
Let me grab it so I can give you the exact dates.
March 31st. Yeah.
4 months. That's amazing. This is a long time.
Yeah, March 31st.
Okay. Until
120 days.
Okay.
That's all it says.
So we had that posted on. Nicole was kind enough to post that on the website for everybody to see.
I can't turn it off. I'll have to reset it.
So are there any questions regarding that?
Mm-mm. No.
I have none.
Okay. Then the last thing I have, I know we've had this discussion in the past about some office support, handling some accounting and HR duties. I ran an advertisement in the Ohio Township Association publication. We did get a response from one lady. It was probably 3 weeks ago, and she's a formal fiscal officer in Richfield Township in Northeast Ohio. She has relocated to this area with her husband. She, like I said, she responded to the ad. So I would like to have a discussion with the board if it's worthwhile to contact her and see if she may be interested. Some of the duties she could handle would be accounts payable and accounts receivables. She has payroll experience. She has experience handling BWC and insurance claims, working with light duty, the transitional work program. She could help with the FMLA processing. Assist with completing purchase orders and reviewing vouchers and warrants, which would take a lot off Robin's plate and my plate as well.
So this would be a part-time position, correct?
Part-time position.
And this would free you up, what, 30% of your time?
It would free, at least. Then I could do administrator duties. Yeah.
So what would you like from us, a motion to move forward?
What I would like to do is contact this lady, see if she's still interested in the position, and then bring her in and have the board interview her, basically.
Okay.
I will make a motion that we move forward with the process of you interviewing her, see if she's still interested, and report back to us.
Any discussion?
Sure, I have discussion when it gets done.
Okay.
All right, Michael, I'm ready.
So who should be doing these duties?
Well, it's a lot of this is a fiscal task. I can't say that insurance claims and FMLA processing would fall under the guise of a fiscal officer. But a lot of the accounting duties would be accounts payable, receivables, payroll, purchase orders, and vouchers and warrants. Would fall probably more under the guise of a fiscal responsibility.
I'm not willing to support anything to pay. If we're paying a person to do that work, then I'm not going to be in support of having another person do that work. Now, I realize that all that you read was not all encompassed in what we're talking about here, so if you want to hone in on what you want to hire that person to do, but I will not support paying someone to do a job of someone else that we're paying to do.
I understand.
So you guys can move forward and do whatever you
sure.
want.
Sure. So I'll second the motion. And a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
No.
Okay. And gentlemen, that's... Oh, and just one other thing. Do you want to talk about the replacement for Jeff?
Yes. Before we
Mr.
forget.
Mr. Kirby.
Yeah, we need to... Yeah.
100%.
That was great that you happened to catch his name and bring him to, you know, to... to be able to benefit the township and et cetera. So do you want to explain to the board as well as to the audience where we stand with that?
Sure. What we were able to do is we found a gentleman who has years and years of experience working with townships and villages, much in the same capacity that when we had Jeff Wilczek. So this gentleman met with the board this morning. He is willing to help out the township, handle a lot of the duties that Jeff handled, working with the auditors, doing bank reconciliations, making sure that all our filings, taxes, for example, the federal, state, and local taxes are filed on time, so we don't realize any penalties or interest fees. His fee is less expensive with Jeff than Jeff. And he is going to start on Monday, the 24th, March 24th. So he will work remotely and he will work in person. But he has years and years of experience. And what did he tell us? He had 17 townships and villages.
Right.
He's down to 13. But the auditor just asked him to pick up five more.
Right.
He has a great working relationship with the auditor's office.
So do we need to pass a resolution for his employment?
I think...
Did we already do that?
We did that. we just wanted to make sure that the public knew where...
Okay.
Where we were at.
Yeah.
And we'll have him in for a meeting at some point
sure.
so that the public can see?
Sure.
Okay.
Steve, I do have a question on that. So you said he's going to come on Monday the 24th?
That's when he's officially going to start.
Have you got a time?
He asked. He said, are you 9 to 5? And I said, well, that's normal business hours. But I asked him to check with Robin and see what her schedule was like, if he wanted to be in here earlier. But, so he has an understanding when.
So I don't know if I'm stepping ahead here or not, but Ms. Justice is sitting here now, and I think it's she should be introduced to this gentleman. So I would like at this point in time to invite her to attend that meeting on Monday, and I'll let you and her work the particulars out. But if we're going to have that gentleman in here and she's going to be the fiscal officer, I think they should meet.
I think it would be a key opportunity for them to sit down and meet, too.
So,
very, very smart gentleman.
A lot of years' experience. I'm really impressed with not only just being, you have a CPA who's good with numbers.
Well, I'll go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when he knows the ins and outs, the auditor, Hinckley himself, the auditor calls him up and says, hey, I got five more, can you help out them? Because his work is very impressive.
And he teaches the classes on how to do this.
And he'll be able to instruct what duties need to be done by whom.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think it'll benefit us in the township greatly. So, every time it's one of those things, sometimes when you lose somebody or someone moves on, an employer can either two choices, either say, oh, we lost a good person, or you look at what's new to come, what can someone else
You never know what the next door will open.
Exactly. So moving on, Mr. Leeser, do you have anything for us?
I think I've covered everything. I've talked to Jim about stuff and Byron. I'm good.
Okay. I just want to piggyback on something that when you asked what made me get involved. I was sitting here and I was thinking about, with my father worked at GM, and he worked there 35 years, and he's in April, I forget the date, this April, he will be retired 35 years. So he worked 35, he's been retired 35, and collecting his retirement for 35. We'll never see that again. He and I've got a great picture. We went and watched when they did the groundbreaking for the casino. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the representatives, I was never involved or never had, I'm a photographer, I never thought I'd ever fit in this role. And when they were done with the shovels, we went over and done it. We took some pictures. I had pictures of my mom and dad, like they're pitching at. Well, right after that, it got annexed into the city. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, as my dad said, I called him up and said, that's no longer being the township after all those years of it being the Delphite Ply, Fisher Body, and the many names that it served. he said, then do something about it. And that resonated when you said that, that he and I have that conversation. So there was, I think, 2 years before I could run, before a seat was open, and I ran. And that was one of the things that was very upsetting, that us as residents have supported that plant sitting empty for so many years. We lost a huge amount of revenue that would come in. And not only just what we used to get, but what would have we got if it would have been stayed in Franklin Township, as it should have been. It had city water and sewer, but once they started after the groundbreaking, they put a red flag and said, if you're going to hook onto our water and sewer, you got to annex. So the company did seek out different ways of having their own sewage plant and everything else, and nothing really worked out. So their hands were tied. They ended up annexing to the city. But it was ironic that the groundbreaking and the beginnings of tearing it down was all in Franklin Township. Permitting was in Franklin County. So that is what really made me think, if why complain about something, why not go do something? So, and I've always learned there's three people in this world. People that make things happen, people that watch things happen, and then you have those that ask what happened. So we all fit in one category one way or another. So that's all I have.
I want to back up because I won't do one. And Brenda, I've lived in this township since 1992, but I have worked in it since 1987. And just to see the township and how it's changed over the years and the process of being gobbled up, prime example, it really aggravated me that the township lost it, the casino too. It was stirred by several officers, you know, telling me, you gotta run. And it just took me some time to clear my plate. But I don't want this township to go away because I love this township. And I want my grandson, when I said about my grandson, I want him to grow up appreciating this township, because this is the last really urban, big urban township on this side of town. I wouldn't consider Prairie really urban anymore. And I wouldn't consider, you know, Clinton Township, it's so small, it's going to be, it's facing the same thing as we're facing at a much higher rate. And, but yeah, that's, I've had some time up here to process it, and I just, yeah, that's the reason. I wanted to clarify why.
Well, thank you.
Sir?
Yeah, so, first of all, I'd like to say welcome back, Lindsay. And I'd like to say to you that in moving forward in the future, if you're going to communicate with the board, I would appreciate if I'm on the communication, because I am a trustee. I'm one of the board, and you have left me out on multiple communications. And I would also say, would you like to have an opportunity to speak to the public? Because the last time you were here, you said to the public that you would take the podium and have a statement to speak to them about what happened with the budget. And if
I
you
think
want
that, I think that the audit kind of cleared up what happened with the budget.
The
with
audit,
what you, yeah, with what you, with what your complaints against me and stuff were.
You just
so
said that.
It did. So I don't think that statement's necessary at this time.
Okay.
I am just here today to positively move forward.
And not be accountable
wait
to
minute,
the
problem. Wait a minute. I understand. We got to
do
it. Form going here.
So I appreciate you being here. And so, like I said, welcome back. I got to say what I wanted to say about the communications. And so I guess that's all I have.
Okay, the time is now approximately 1:18, and we are adjourned.